It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Head injuries are a concern for anyone participating in sports. A number of products are being developed to provide additional protection for athletes in sports where head injuries are possible. I'm joined now in studio by the local inventor of Second Skull Protective Headgear, Federico Olivares, to learn about the development of his product. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having us.
What led to your creation of Second Skull?
So 5 years ago, my son was riding an electric four-wheeler, and I saw him hit the concrete with his head and bicycle helmet, and unfortunately, the bicycle helmet didn't do much to protect him. At that moment, I felt compelled to do something, and to really, you know, that moment took me back and basically asked the question if I had a product that could have had protect him in that event, and he could wear under any helmet, you know, be football, you know, bicycle helmet, baseball helmet, what would it look like? Because kids do multiple sports. And, you know, that thought stayed with me, you know, 2, 3, 4 months. And about 5 months later, I started seeing NFL players and college football players wearing skull caps under their helmets. And the light bulb went off. And really, I really felt that there was an opportunity to bring a thin layer of protection that anyone can wear under a helmet. And that was the birth of Second Skull.
And you have it right here. So we're going to pull this out of the packet. And so it looks like a skull cap that encompasses, you know, basically your entire head from your eyebrows back to the back of your head.
Correct.
You know, halfway up the back of your head. And I'm going to hold this in my hand now. And it's now this is cloth. And there's a thick sort of padding in this, but I'm wondering what this would do that other protective headgear does not do.
Sure. So the main benefit, Paul, is, you know, when you look at the repetitive head injuries that some players take, you know, high school players have, you know, over 650 hits per season. There's air bladders in some of the helmet systems that deflate, and unfortunately, some helmets.
You see the little thing that in the back where you can put the end of a pump in there and pump that up a little bit, right?
Exactly.
According to the player's size of their head and their preference.
Yeah, so the maintenance in some of the helmets, unfortunately, is not always maintained. And some of that air from those protective bladders is not really adequately inflated. So a product like ours will always provide an additional layer of protection. And we know, based on some independent testing, that there are benefits from wearing our products, not only in football, but in any helmet sport. So what we're trying to do is bring an accessory that's already used in the NFL. So Cam Newton, Larry Fitzgerald, a lot of the players already wear this. It looks and feels the same.
Cam Newton's wearing your product?
No, a skull cap.
Okay.
So it's no different than what they're already wearing. So what we're trying to bring is awareness about the product that we have, which adds protection, and basically add another option for parents to consider when they're buying headgear.
And who is using Second Skull right now?
So we have multiple, you know, we've sold, you know, probably over, 1,000 products this year just in high schools, colleges. It's independent buyers that are purchasing the product. But it's more, our product's also available in, you know, some Dick's Sporting Goods stores and online in some environments. But
what kind of feedback are you getting?
It's a great product. The feedback from some of the parents has been, why isn't this mandatory? Why aren't people wearing this more? And the reality is that, you know, because it's a new product that didn't exist 5 years ago, it's really just creating that awareness that products have protection. We also have a headband for the non-helmet sports like soccer and basketball.
Has there been more interest in your product because of the news regarding concussions, the movie Concussion? You know, it's everybody's talking about this issue.
Yeah, the journey, like I said, started in 2010, so it's been a while that I've been after this. So it's been certainly more topical now, and there's more concerns certainly nowadays. But the reality is that you know, when you think about it, we buy, you know, knee guards, elbow guards, shin guards, mouth guards. Protection is selling, you know, anywhere from, you know, mouth to toe. And unfortunately, in some of the sports like soccer and basketball, there's no options to sell protective headgear. We now have an option that's very aesthetically pleasing, that looks exactly like what the professional players are wearing, and that adds protection. So we're bringing that to the market.
We have a question from Ron in the North Hills. Ron is on the line. Hi, Ron. Welcome.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, for your guest, this may not be necessarily in his wheelhouse, but it has bothered me for quite some time now with all this talk about helmets and concussions and stuff over the last few years. Why aren't helmets soft on the outside? Why isn't there a football helmet that has urethane foam or something, or some layer of high-density foam to help absorb the hits?
Sure. Well, they used to be made of leather. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, I cannot answer that on behalf. But my I guess from my knowledge, I know that the NFL is looking at different head challenges that include some funding to fund some helmet companies that are looking at new technologies. So they probably will be looking at something like that. You know, the other issue with soft shell helmets could be neck injuries, because instead of the helmets basically not sticking together during a hit, they kind of slide. When you have a softer shell helmet, I think the neck could potentially get more of a strain in that impact. But that's my two cents on that.
No, and that's certainly an interesting question, Ron. Thank you for that phone call. And Federico Olivares, thank you for being here. Federico Olivares is the inventor of Second Skull Protective Headgear. We appreciate your being here. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Paul.
And Happy New Year to all of our listeners during our first show of 2016. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying so long for now.